one. Next slide. If you can have the next slide. Yeah. Okay. What I'd like you to do, I'd like you to give me lots and lots of reasons or lots and lots of things that you might think about when you look at this. So look at the first one. What might we use that for? What might it do for us? What is it? What is it? It's a light. What kind of light? It's not just a head torch. It's an LED head torch. Okay, what do we use head torches for? Is it an expensive one? I have no idea, but that one probably is. It's a petrol. Very expensive. Yeah. What do we use them for? What do they do for us? See where you're going? Go away? Go on. Sorry? Caving. Brilliant. Anybody been caving before? Yeah? I can't think of anything more scary than going caving, personally. But, yeah?
Some people wear them when they're cycling, as well as having lights on their bike.
That'll be me.
which is scary if you're a motorist.
Yeah, when you see a car on its side coming towards you. Yeah, I use that. I use it all the time. On my bike, off-road. I don't go on the road with my two. So we use it to see where we're going. We can put it on our bikes. We can use it to go caving. Yeah, I use them quite a lot. What do you think I use them for? Taking the dog for a walk. Yeah, I use them for taking dog for a walk. I use them to take running, okay? You can tell where the dog is because when you do, there's these two little green things stare at you as you kind of shine your light at them. And I use it, okay? And I never used to take my lamp with me when I took the dog out until one day I couldn't find the dog and I was absolutely petrified. How am I going to explain this to James and stuff? And I got a phone call from Jill. They said, "Where are you?" Fudge is in. So Fudge had gone home without me. Managed to get herself across the road. It was only just around the corner. And there's me spending half an hour hunting for her. So from now on, I take a head torch. And a head torch, I use it most when I go running and walking overnight. Okay? And I have a compass. And what does a compass do? Yeah? Do you want, Tom? Brilliant. It shows you if you go north, east, south, or west. Okay? Do you think a compass at night is any use without one of those? No. Okay? Trust me, I've been on the top of a mountain with dodgy batteries and I can guarantee you it does not work. Okay? Because you need a head torch. So a head torch helps us to do lots of things like that. What about the next one? What does that use? What do we use that for? Anybody? Yeah? Power cut. How many of you have done that before? The big long matches, things like that. Yeah, brilliant. So we use them for emergencies like that, but we use them for something else. Where do you often see candles? Yeah? You see them in churches. Why do we put candles in churches? Go on, why do we put candles in churches? For the light of the world. Oh, I'm going to go now. I'm going to go home now. It's job done. Do you want to come? Brilliant. Okay, for the light of the world. We use it as a symbol. Yeah? Sometimes we use it when it's a sad occasion. Sometimes perhaps somebody isn't well, or perhaps we've lost somebody. And sometimes we use it as a happy thing when we think about the light of the world and we think about Christmas. But it's like a symbol, isn't it? Okay. Next one. Now, that's similar to a head torch, but what do we use this for, do you think, that might be different to a head torch? Any ideas? Sorry?
Finding things in the shed.
Finding things in the shed? Yeah. Tom? You don't have it on your head? Yeah, you could perhaps get some duct tape or something, but I don't think it would work. Yeah?
Said signaling.
Signal, sorry, thank you. I wondered what Ben said. Signaling, yeah? Anybody know how to signal in SOS? That's all I know. Was it three quick flashes, three long flashes and a pause and three long? I've never had to use that, but apparently that's what you do. So you can use it, okay? Head torch, you can use your hands, but the torch, you wouldn't, okay? We've got a little big cupboard under our stairs where all my activity stuff is under there, and I can never get there because Jill, every time she finds something that looks like it belongs to me, she throws it in the cupboard, okay, so I can never find anything. So I have to use a torch to go and get it, okay? Sometimes we use it if the lights have gone, electricity's gone, things like that, yeah? Next one. Anybody know, if you know where that one is, I'll be impressed. It is St. Mary's Lighthouse, okay? In Whitley Bay. Okay. So, what do we use lighthouses for? Go on then.
To light up stuff.
For what? Yeah, brilliant. Well done. And what do we do? Who do you think would use one of those? A lighthouse?
A fisherman.
Brilliant. Yeah, a fisherman. So we use them for ships. Okay. But why is that any use? They've got their own light. Why do they need this one? Yeah? To warn them that there's rocks. Yeah? And there's lots and lots of famous stories, okay, about ships that have been saved by the lighthouse. And about there's been stories about people who've had desperately had to light the lighthouse because the light's gone out and there's a ship in the distance and stuff, and they've had to run up to try and they've managed to save the ship. Okay? So that's the lighthouse. St. Mary's Lighthouse. I'll be there in December because I always go there. It's December. And the next one. What do we use that for? We're nearly there, I promise. Okay, what do we use that for? Coralie, what do we use that for? Did he see me teacher? Sorry. Talking in. To stop cars, yeah? Yeah, we stop cars. What else does it do? Sorry, for traffic, yeah? What does it do as well as stop cars? Tell them when it's safe to go, and it's about being safe. Tom, it winds Daddy up, does it? You've got a proper fan here, haven't you? Sorry? When it, you to kind of try and guess, do you, on your watch. Things brilliant, yeah? Does anybody notice where you're in a hurry? You know where I'm going with this, don't you? You kind of go along. And every other time you come down here, they're not in sequence, they're not all green or anything, they're all different colours, and then you're late and you drive down, red, 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 okay? Sat in the car, and then you've got somebody next to you saying, calm down. No, okay. But we use them, okay. And that one's about being safe as well. Okay, what would happen if all the lights suddenly turned the same colour? What would happen? I'm sure you see it on the telly and stuff. What would happen? Tons more crashes. Tons more crashes, yeah. There'd be lots and lots of accidents, yeah?
Jill and I went to Lebanon a few years ago, and in Beirut, they say that now 80% of the cars stop at traffic lights, which is good.
Apart from the
20%
don't. Yeah, oh. Yeah, brilliant. So people do that, okay? In Brazil, when we went to Brazil, we were told after dark, don't stop at traffic lights unless you have to. But if you get stopped, they'll fine you 1,000 whatever. So there you go. So we use them for safety, and I think there might be one more. Is there one more? Yeah, what are those? What are those? Glow sticks. What do you use glow sticks for? Yeah? Yeah, brilliant. If you see these ones, they've got little things you can hook them on and things like that. Yeah? Anybody use them for any other reason? Yeah? Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. I hang them on my belt when I go running and things, so you can kind of see these three lights in the distance. But yeah, we use them to, okay? When you go in somewhere, okay, we've done this before in the past with Cubs where they've all had their things and it's been pitch black and they've all hidden them. And suddenly, disappear, okay? I've never been able to get away fast enough before them noticing after that. But they've got these kind of things, and they pull them all out and use it for fireworks and things, and they cost you a fortune and things like that, okay? Are there a safety thing, do you think? Okay, Craig kind of mentioned that sometimes they can be used for safety as well, can't they? Yeah? So, sorry? There you go, you see, I never knew that. So you can hang them up so you can do them. What have these all got in common? They're all lights, but there's something in common with all of these. Okay? Tom, what would you think? Go on. They all keep you safe. Even a candle. Candle doesn't keep you safe particularly, does it? I mean, they kind of do, but why would I put a candle up there? It's safety. What do you think? Tom? Light up the room? I was thinking of something else. Any adults? Any ideas? Anybody?
Check for gas.
Check for gas. In the church. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was thinking that actually when we think about being safe, part of being safe is hope. There's kind of a link, isn't there, between safety and hope. Okay? And actually, I was kind of thinking, I know it's a little bit tenuous, but actually, it's an element of safety because actually, you know, when things aren't going so well for us, or perhaps they are going well, that candle and that kind of symbolism, that Jesus being the light of the world, is an element of safety. So all of them are to do with being safe. Okay? So what we're going to do now, we're going to